This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Mostly clear and comfortable conditions expected overnight as temperatures fall to the mid-60s by early tomorrow morning. Your Monday will be one of the hottest days of the year so far with a forecast high of about 90 degrees. If we hit that, it'll be the first time this year and 1 degree away from the record of 91 set back in 2017. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
70 degrees, DuPont Circle, 64 degrees in Germantown, 67 degrees in Annandale.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good morning. I'm Stephanie Gaines Bryant. Coming up,
I could tell the difference.
Reaction to an emergency juvenile curfew at National Harbor. I'm Shana Stulen.
Five teenagers busted in the district for their alleged part in a drugstore robbery.
From cold and raw to sunny and hot, the spring big swing in temperature. I'm Dick Uliano.
The weather's warming up, and so is the real estate market. I'm Michael Toscano.
A person is run over and killed in Northwest D.C., and the driver kept going. It's 2 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. Authorities confirmed that four people have died in ferocious storms that ripped across the plains this weekend. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson explains just how destructive the storms were.
National Weather Service officials continue to investigate the tornadoes on Saturday. We have two EF3 tornado ratings at least. Now, they say that they could upgrade that as they continue to do more damage assessments, but right now, two extremely violent EF3 tornadoes were what went through Oklahoma in the late night and overnight hours Saturday into Sunday.
Overseas now, and Israel is not letting up on deadly airstrikes on Rafah in southern Gaza, even as President Biden objects again to a ground assault on the city filled with displaced Palestinians. CBS's Deborah Pata is monitoring the crisis there from East Jerusalem.
This little boy and his eldest sister are beside themselves with grief. They've already lost their mother. Now their father's been taken too. My brother is just 6 years old, Zain al-Raith screams. He's an orphan. How do I raise him?
Back here, a new CBS News poll shows a close presidential race in battleground states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Correspondent Skyler Henry has details.
Registered voters say the impacts of inflation are looming large in their minds and add they aren't seeing an improvement in a post-pandemic economy in their respective states, sparking a downward trend for the president and an advantage for Trump, as Biden trails in the polls with voters when asked whether which candidate, quote, understands the needs and concerns of people like you, an edge he once held in the summer of 2020, when voters were asked the same question.
A Massachusetts woman is accused of murdering her Boston police officer boyfriend. Opening statements in the trial begin in just a few hours.
After a week-long jury selection process, the Karen Reed murder trial is set to begin today. Reed faces second-degree murder charges in the death of her Boston police officer boyfriend, John O'Keefe, who was found dead in the snow outside of a home back in January of 2022. Prosecutors say Reed struck O'Keefe with her car and left him for dead in the cold. Reed's defense lawyers claim she is the victim of a massive cover-up. The case has divided the small town of Canton, with many supporting Reed saying she is being framed. The trial is expected to last between 6 and 8 weeks. Kyle Bray for CBS News, Boston.
International backlash is growing over a harsh anti-LGBTQ law in Iraq. The law imposes lengthy prison sentences for gay and transgender people. The U.S. calls it a threat to the most at risk in Iraq. Britain's foreign secretary calls it dangerous and worrying. Until now, Iraq did not explicitly criminalize being gay. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
It's 2:03, Monday, April 29th, 2024. The high today, 89. Good morning. I'm Stephanie Gaines Bryant. The top local stories we're following this hour. An emergency weekend curfew went into effect this past Friday at the National Harbor. Prince George's County leaders say it's in response to a chaotic weekend earlier this month involving hundreds of teens. WTOP Shayna Estulin spoke to visitors and businesses to see if it made a difference and if they think it's the right move.
At first, I was kind of disturbed, and I was like, why is this a curfew? Are they kind of maybe targeting a certain group?
Jill Bullock from Prince George's County says she had second thoughts given surging crime in the DMV.
We hate to keep the young folks out, but if they're the ones causing the problems and they don't have their parents and guardians around, then it's the best thing.
Dolores, general manager at Spice Store Pepper Palace, says she didn't see as many teens out this weekend, perhaps because of Saturday's wet weather.
When it rains, a lot of people aren't going to want to come out.
She says a better long-term solution would be building more community centers in the area so kids don't get bored and they stay out of trouble. Shayna Stulen, WTOP News.
Unaccompanied kids 16 and younger aren't allowed there on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights from 5 p.m. to 6 a.m. Five more teens, all between the ages of 14 and 16, have been arrested after a group allegedly robbed a drugstore in the Navy Yard earlier this month. D.C. police say that just after 9 on the evening of April 16th, the suspects walked into a CVS on New Jersey Avenue. When they started to leave without paying, they were stopped by a security guard. One suspect reportedly threw a bottle at the guard. Two of the teens were also charged in an assault the same day on the National Mall. A 16-year-old has already been arrested last weekend. Cold and rainy weather has given way to summer-like temperatures. WTOP's Dick Giuliano reports big swings in temperatures are not uncommon for Washington springtime.
We're starting to move into a pattern where it's starting to warm up through this week.
National Weather Service forecaster Jeremy Geiger says after cloudy, rainy weather held temperatures to the upper 50s, it will be much hotter Monday and Tuesday.
Temperatures hovering up in the mid-upper 80s.
Geiger says clear skies plus southerly winds are bringing the warmer weather.
Winds coming out of the south, going to pump in some of this warmer air into the area. We do tend to see these bigger swings in temperatures during the spring where you have big shifts from either cooler to warmer.
The forecast calls for low 80s on Wednesday.
It's going to be a taste of summer or early summer coming in the next couple of days.
Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
The D.C. real estate market has remained competitive this spring selling season. WTOP's Michael Toscano with details on what areas are hotter.
This season, sellers in the 20015 zip code, Chevy Chase, Barnaby Wood, and Tenleytown have had the highest average seller gain citywide at just over $481,000. That's from the Urban Turf Real Estate website. Real estate brokerage Redfin says sellers are averaging 3 offers and selling in about 43 days. The median sales price, $640,000. And Atom Data Solutions reports that translates into an average profit of over $160,000. Meanwhile, rents continue to rise, up 0.8% in April to over $2,100 a month. Michael Toscano, WTOP News.
A pedestrian is dead after a crash in Northwest D.C. Officers responded to the area of Georgia Avenue and Irving Street Northwest at around 11:15 Saturday night. When they arrived, they found the victim lying between cars in the roadway. Investigators believe the person was run over by a northbound vehicle that didn't stop to render aid. Police want to hear from anyone who may have seen anything in the area. Coming up on WTOP.
What mistakes are keeping you from building wealth or holding on to what you have? I'm Greg McBride, and I'll tell you what those are coming up.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Do you remember that day, honey, 40 years ago when I got down on one knee?
Of course. And do you remember where you got that stunning ring?
Oh, how could I forget Dominion Jewelers?
Just like our love, it was unique and beautiful. Dominion Jewelers didn't just sell us a ring. They crafted a symbol of our love and commitment.
Here's to Dominion Jewelers and to us. Cheers to 40 years of love and memories.
Dominion Jewelers. We make it beautiful. You make it yours. Celebrating 40 years of brilliance. DominionJewelers.com. By appointment only.
It's 208.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s. Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Stephanie. Just got an accident called out just seconds ago by Prince George's County Police. They say it's on the outer loop before Pennsylvania Avenue. Multiple units have been dispatched. Not seeing any major delay currently through that area. However, be prepared for possible lane closures, lots of flashing lights. Then in Montgomery County for the other issue on the Beltway, this is because of the work zone. This is the nightly work zone that goes between the Potomac River and River Road. You're going to find the two right lanes are blocked. Traffic getting by to the left without too much difficulty with a light volume. Also in Montgomery County, northbound 270 between Goody Drive past West Diamond Avenue to Clopper Road. Right lane is blocked. Old Georgetown Road, northbound left lane closed by the work zone from Beach Avenue to Charles Street. On the southbound side, the left lane and the left turn lane are blocked. And also out in Burtonsville on eastbound 198 for the milling and paving work in the area between Old Columbia Pike and Riding Stable Road. That's over by Route 29, so be prepared for some minor slowing. In Prince George's County, northbound 95, two right lanes are blocked by roadwork between 198 and 216. No roadwork reported on the BW Parkway between the two beltways with no major delays. Also dealing with roadwork on the westbound side of 50 near the Capitol Beltway in Prince George's County. You find it over on the far left side. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for the rock bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
If you enjoyed the warmth today, prepare for some summer-like heat for tomorrow. Now your forecast for the rest of Sunday is looking clear and calm. Temperatures falling into the 60s by tomorrow morning. It's tomorrow afternoon when the heat really cranks up with forecast high of about 90 degrees. If we hit that, which is looking more and more likely, it'll be the first time this year. It'll be also 1 degree shy of the record of 91 set back in 2017, as well as closer to the average that we see in the middle of July. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
69 degrees outside the WTOP studios. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Greg McBride.
The way you think about money can make a big difference to your future or sabotage it. This is a Bankrate.com personal finance minute. One thing that holds people back from accumulating wealth or holding on to it is inappropriately assessing risk. That can mean anything from being underinsured to not being diversified enough in your investments. Instead of assuming your future will be sunshine and roses, you'll want to hedge your bets in case it isn't. Another roadblock to building wealth, not seeking professional help when it comes to managing your money. In addition to flagging any problems early on, consulting with the right financial planner will also keep you from another very common mistake, making emotional investment decisions. A financial planner will be objective when assessing the situation. And finally, when you switch jobs, you may take home the photos off your desk and your personal coffee mug, but don't forget about your 401k. Leaving it where it is may be limiting your investment options, so consider rolling that money into an IRA where you have more choices. I'm Greg McBride.
Coming up on WTOP, neighborhood health ambassadors are helping marginalized communities get cancer screenings. We'll have that story on the way. 2:11.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
carsforkids.org. That's cars with a K. Your car can be picked up as soon as the next day. Receive a tax deduction and vacation voucher.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
With just one touch, you can listen live to WTOP on Apple CarPlay or Android Auto.
Download the WTOP app and choose it from your car's display so you never miss the stories you want to know.
Good news on gas prices.
The local news you need to know.
This just in.
Or the traffic you want to avoid.
Avoid 66 if you can.
WTOP News. Facts matter. On Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Visit NavyFederal.org. Insured by NCUA.
Get that cracked peeling paint on the outside of your home and the rearview mirror. This is Dave Doldine. Listen, CertaPro Painters makes it easy, inside and out. For me, the trim, siding, eaves, and inside, decades of tacky wallpaper gone. CertaPro Painters went above and beyond at my place, and they'll do the same at yours. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. When choosing a painting professional, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose CertaPro Painter.
Coming up, part of the Dulles Greenway is going to become a race route. We'll tell you why. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Catch your breath. We've got a race for you. Join us for the first ever May the 4th Be With You Star Wars themed edition of Run the Greenway 10K, 5K, and Kids Fun Run on May 4th. Get ready to run with your favorite Star Wars characters and enjoy a fun-filled event for the whole family. May the Force be with you. Register at DulleGreenway.com. That's DulleGreenway.com to learn more and register today.
No matter how long you leave your phone plugged in, it's not fully charged. So you add the WTOP app. Get news, traffic, and weather wherever you are.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Since the COVID-19 pandemic, there's been a decline in the number of people, especially minorities, getting breast, colon, and lung cancer screenings. A local cancer center is training community members to become healthcare advocates.
Why are some minorities reluctant to get back into cancer screenings?
A lot of it is fear. People are scared of what the answer might be, what the results may say.
Hannah Safran, a community health associate with the GW Cancer Center, says there are also structural barriers that depend on
if they have grown up in an area that's been redlined, if it takes a long time to get to care, if their doctors are not representative of them and they don't feel listened to.
That's why they've trained neighborhood health ambassadors.
We've equipped normal community members to become champions for health.
This is part of our continuing coverage of people making a difference in our community. To find out more, go to WTOP.com. As you just heard, part of the Dulles Greenway is switching from allowing cars to drive the route to opening it to runners. WTOP's Sandy Kozel reports on the event next weekend.
It's the 2024 Run the Greenway, happening the morning of Saturday, May 4th. The family-friendly race begins and ends on the Dulles Greenway at Loudoun Station. It features a 5K, 10K, and kids' fun run, and a virtual race option. The annual community race serves as a fundraiser for 15 local nonprofit organizations. The Greenway will be closed from Route 28 to Exit 6 at Ashburn Village Boulevard from 4:30 Saturday morning to about 11:30. The Dulles Greenway will remain open for eastbound travel. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
More than 30 states and cities have laws requiring employers to provide accommodations for pregnant workers, but those protections are being expanded nationwide. WTOP's Lynn Bowie reports on the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act.
Under a new federal law, pregnant workers are allowed to ask for reasonable accommodations to do their jobs, including telework, schedule changes, different responsibilities, or frequent breaks. This month, the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission issued its final rule to carry out the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, and the final regulation goes into effect June 18th. It applies to private and public sector employers that have 15 or more employees. Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. already have laws that require employers to provide accommodations for pregnant workers. Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
A quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. At least four people are dead in Oklahoma as killer tornadoes continue to terrorize the nation's heartland. President Biden and Israeli's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu discuss Rafah and the Hamas-held hostages in a Sunday phone call. And week two of former President Trump's criminal hush money trial begin today. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. traffic and weather on the 8th. Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Stephanie. They're taking a look for this accident reported on the Beltway outer loop in Prince George's County. They say it's right before Pennsylvania Avenue. There is a very brief delay in the outer loop coming past Branch Avenue. Nothing all that major. Still watch out for responding units. Lots of flashing lights over there, but not seeing any major delays on the Beltway in Prince George's County. And the one work zone in Montgomery County on the Beltway inner loop goes between the American Legion Bridge and River Road. Two right lanes are blocked. The two left lanes are getting by. There are no major delays, and things are looking good on the Beltway in Virginia. All lanes are clear. A minor work zone going on eastbound 66 right after Spout Run Parkway. You find the right lane blocked because of roadside maintenance. Westbound 66, you're going to find the left lane blocked on the ramp to Nutley Street. Otherwise, 66 outside the Beltway and inside the Beltway, for that matter, running without major delay. Still dealing with the road work on northbound 95 in Virginia. It's going to be between Virginia 610, where just the left lane is blocked, and then you got to squeeze over to the right because then two left lanes are blocked as you make the approach to River Road. But traffic getting by without too much trouble in that open right lane, the volume has decreased to the point where traffic getting by without too much difficulty. Just be prepared to move over to the far right side. Also had bridge maintenance operations in various areas between Warrenton Road and Springfield. Catch the excitement of steeplechase racing, fancy hats, lavish tailgates, and Perry Mutual wagering as the Virginia Gold Cup returns on Saturday, May 4th. For ticket information, visit www.vagoldcup.com. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Clear skies overnight will let temperatures fall to the mid-60s, so by tomorrow morning, you probably won't even need a jacket, as that's rather mild for this time of year. It only gets hotter from there, with a forecast high tomorrow of 90 degrees under mostly sunny skies. That'll be 1 degree shy of the record of 91 set back in 2017, as well as a lot closer to the average high that we see during the hottest time of the year, which is in the middle of July, and that average high is 90 degrees. We get a little bit of relief heading into Tuesday, expecting mostly sunny skies, but the chance of a pop-up shower or storm is possible in the afternoon, and temperatures fall to the low 80s behind this little system on Wednesday, lasting through about Friday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
It is 69 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Prevent costly water damage and protect your home's health with Gutter Helmet. 8885-HELMET. Coming up on WTOP, Virginia Governor Youngkin is praising former President Trump on the economy. More news in 60 seconds.
Here's Doug Templeton, chief of the National Logistics Support Center at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, on the topic of logistics modernization, sponsored by Zebra Technologies.
There are things that we would like to modernize, such as the barcoding, for example. Language has to allow for us to be able to integrate that barcoding type software to bring those systems up to a level that are going to make us more efficient as we go along in our business processes.
To listen to the entire discussion, visit Federal News Network, search Zebra Technologies.
For far too long, government warehouse and distribution centers have been working with aging infrastructure and obsolete technology. This creates cybersecurity risks and inefficient operations. Civilian and defense agencies trust Zebra Technologies to help them modernize with the broadest range of DoD-approved, STIG-validated rugged devices available with multiple cybersecurity certifications. Your operations can safely document administrative tasks with fewer paper processes, see inventory orders and assets in real time, and secure your workflows. Visit Zebra.com to learn how.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 2:22. I'm Stephanie Gaines Bryant. Thanks for being with us. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has often distanced himself and his politics from former President Donald Trump. But as we move closer to the November election, Youngkin is praising Mr. Trump on the economy. He spoke earlier Sunday on CNN's State of the Union.
We have low growth and high inflation. It should be flip-flopped. We should have low inflation and high growth. And it's part of our economic mission to build that. I do think President Trump built that when he was president. I think we're suffering under Joe Biden's leadership economically.
Youngkin was in Germany promoting state business deals. How and when students use cell phones in school is a contentious issue. Now Loudoun County School Board wants to hear from parents on a new draft policy. WTOP's Neil Augenstein says there are some limits on what schools are allowed to do.
Students and teachers may not agree on what the policy should say, but they definitely agree that it needs to be consistent.
Aaron Smith, a chief technology officer for Loudoun County Public Schools, says this new phone policy would codify practices often being used already. Elementary students not allowed to use personal tech during the school day, middle school off and away, high school students make sure it's silenced during instructional time.
But really limits it to it's off unless explicitly allowed.
He says students are allowed to carry a phone.
We get a lot of requests sometimes to block cell phones or to make sure that they don't work, and that's actually against FCC regulation where we're not allowed to do that.
The policy says parents should avoid texting their kids unless it's an emergency. The public input period's now underway. The school board expects to vote in June to have the policy in place before the new school year in August. In Loudoun County, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
College Decision Day is around the corner for many high school seniors. But ABC's Alexis Christophorus reports more students are now deciding not to go to college.
With college costs soaring and millions struggling to pay student loans, more people are questioning whether a four-year degree is worth it, like 20-year-old Colby Dell, who ditched four-year college for automotive repair school.
Being able to find this trade where I can go work with my hands all day, which is how I learn best, it's incredible.
Colby's dad supports his son's decision.
We're going to take that same investment we would have put into a four-year school and help ignite his success.
After years of attrition, police departments across the country are reporting an increase in the ranks.
For the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic and the 2020 killing of George Floyd, two events that led to a historic exodus of police officers, departments are reporting an increase in officers. That's according to a new survey from the Police Executive Research Forum, which found more sworn officers were hired in 2023 than in any of the previous 4 years. The shortage of officers meant many departments shifted resources away from investigations and quality of life issues such as noise violations or abandoned vehicles. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next, engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
Here's Frank Hanrahan.
Capitals season comes to a close with a 4-2 loss to the New York Rangers in Game 4. Of their opening round playoff series. So the Capitals swept for the first time since 2011. The Capitals got off to a slow start, allowed a goal just 1 minute into the contest.